From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Flood emergencies and rescues in southeast Texas and Louisiana because of torrential rain. And high winds like this in Spring, Texas, recorded by a homeowner, Laura Salinas. Reminding this man with 5 feet of water in his house in Conroe, Texas, of Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah, the water rose pretty quick. It's almost at Harvey levels right now. It came and went. I mean, I can't even speak right now. It's crazy how far it went up.
The Houston area's top Harris County elected official, Judge Lena Hidalgo.
Streetside structures will have rooftop flooding. It means the water will be hitting power lines, which puts our emergency evacuation vehicles at risk because they're not going to be able to see those power lines.
Heavy rain has killed at least 29 people in Brazil, says the Rio Grande government office. Dozens missing, 10,000 people evacuated. Rescue helicopters trying to find people blocked on roofs or in trees. And Connecticut Governor Lamont declaring a state of emergency in response to the fiery traffic accident that has shut down part of busy I-95 in Norwalk. ABC's Ariel Reshef is there.
Firefighters took 3 hours to put out the inferno, and the overpass is so badly damaged, it will have to be torn down. More than 160,000 vehicles cross this stretch of I-95 every day, including tractor trailers hauling goods from Florida to Maine, now forced to detour on side streets, creating a traffic nightmare.
One dead, one seriously injured in a house explosion in South River, New Jersey. Cause under investigation, police say. Governor Katie Hobbs has signed the repeal of Arizona's Civil War era ban on abortion.
Today, we are doing what 23 governors and 55 legislatures refused to do.
And she says she's proud. You're listening to ABC News. Hamas says it's sending a delegation to Egypt to continue ceasefire talks with Israel. ABC's Tom Sufi Burris.
We're getting mixed signals, to be honest, from the leadership of Hamas. We were hearing from a senior Hamas official saying that their general position on the proposal on the table was negative. And the political leader of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, was saying that they're considering the deal with an air of positivity.
Currently, 129 Israeli hostages still in captivity. Peloton reporting more quarterly losses to the tune of $167 million.
Peloton cutting another 400 jobs worldwide and the CEO stepping down as the maker of luxury exercise equipment struggles to find its financial footing. Peloton's brand surged during the pandemic with remote work and lockdowns. Peloton says job reductions amount to approximately 15% of its global headcount. The company says its restructuring efforts include lowering expenses and closing retail showrooms in the next year. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Japan's prime minister has unveiled an international framework for regulating and using generative artificial intelligence. The voluntary framework is aimed at helping implement principles and a code of conduct for generative AI. Georgia's Kirby Smart has agreed to a contract extension that makes him the highest paid coach in college football with an annual salary of $13 million. Could also receive up to $1.5 million per year in bonuses. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.